environmental journalism can lean toward the gloomy. And for sure, there are huge challenges facing the natural world, from plastics pollution to biodiversity loss. But check out the schedule for this week's IUCN World Conservation Congress, and there's a lot of programming around hope, including nature-positive urban development. Our brief on this Congress, as well as two stories today, shows this hope in action. In China, renewable power has boomed, enough to meet that country's increase in energy demands. And in California, people are getting closer to each other and the land to live better with wildfire. It's Thursday, October 9th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Stephanie Haynes. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. The World Trade Organization upped its global trade forecast despite months of tariff turbulence. The agency now expects higher trade volumes in 2025 than in 2024, buoyed by surging shipments of artificial intelligence-related equipment. Tensions have also eased since the United States imposed sweeping tariffs in April. WTO Chief Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala said that the system had been knocked, but continues to prove its resilience, reports Semaphore. The organization, however, warned of a slowdown next year. Hollywood and Bollywood groups are lobbying an Indian panel over artificial intelligence. They're pushing for stricter copyright protection that would prevent AI firms from using their intellectual property to train AI models. AI companies remain at loggerheads with content owners globally. The Indian government formed a panel this year consisting of lawyers, government officials, and industry executives to review if existing copyright law is sufficient to tackle AI-related disputes and to make recommendations. Also, the world's largest conservation summit is bringing together thousands of scientists, policymakers, and conservationists in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, starting Thursday. They hope to come up with solutions for everything from preserving wetlands to reducing plastic pollution to protecting animals in conflict zones. The IUCN World Conservation Congress meets every 4 years. Participants say they are well aware that they are nearing their 2030 deadlines for a slew of conservation goals, including the promise to halt biodiversity loss. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. California has spent decades trying to extinguish fires, but residents here are embracing the long-held indigenous practice of coming together to intentionally burn land, to reduce the power of wildfires, help the ecosystem, and to replace fear with healing. I, Stephanie Haynes, report from Sonoma County, California, for The Monitor. Government-owned enterprises are a hallmark of socialist economies. By positioning the U.S. as a long-term investor, President Donald Trump says he is securing vital resources. But he may also be fundamentally changing how America's economy operates. Simon Montlake reports for The Monitor. China's new climate pledge marks a modest step forward for one of the most populous countries in the world. It also reveals how the bar for climate leadership is dropping lower. Ann Scott Tyson reports from Beijing for The Monitor. Despite Ukraine being outgunned and outresourced by a far larger enemy, the increasing dependence on drones by both sides has largely leveled the battlefield. As Russian forces press forward, Ukraine's drone operators are exacting a high price. Scott Peterson reports from the Donetsk region, Ukraine, for The Monitor. President Donald Trump has been openly campaigning for the Nobel Peace Prize, which will be announced this Friday, since his first term. And while his contention to have ended 7 wars in 7 months strikes observers as a stretch, recent signs of progress in Ukraine and especially Gaza may give him a legitimate claim. Linda Feldman reports from Washington for The Monitor. Mangroves that capture and store carbon dioxide are critical to combating global warming in Mexico. Through pollination, bees ensure the reproduction of mangrove trees. Contributors Oscar Espinosa and Laura Fornell report from Isla Arena, Mexico, for The Monitor. To view this photo essay in full, visit csmonitor.com/daily. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on the best check on cocaine trafficking. The global use of cocaine has hit record levels, with much of it produced in South America and smuggled abroad by Albanian crime networks. Yet in addition, the world has recently seen two very different approaches to curbing this drug flow as well as the corruption that drives it. This year, President Donald Trump unleashed the United States military to kill alleged drug traffickers on small boats in the Caribbean, offering no evidence of a crime. The new tactic has partially shifted U.S. policy away from criminal prosecution and safe interdiction to one of warfare with no due process. It relies on a questionable legal rationale that drug smugglers are terrorists who pose an immediate threat. The other approach relies less on force and more on rule of law and the integrity of law enforcement in a country long viewed as one of the world's most corrupt, Albania. This small nation on the Adriatic Sea, eager to join the European Union, has not only made dramatic strides to fight corruption among its top officials, but has also busted international drug trafficking rings. A good example is raids in June and August by a specialized anti-corruption unit known as SPOC, Special Structure Against Corruption and Organized Crime, that arrested members of a cocaine and money laundering network. One raid seized 17 tons of cocaine. The network, stated SPOC prosecutors Altin Dumani and Vladimir Mara, is one of the most powerful Albanian organizations in the international cocaine trafficking. Set up in 2019, SPOC has prosecuted dozens of officials and politicians for corruption and put more than 1,000 other Albanians on trial. Its approach on drug policy is centered on legal rights and evidence. Most of all, according to Mr. Dumani, SPOC's work is fulfilling the wishes of Albanians to overthrow a mindset that tolerates corruption. It's not our aim and mission to condemn anyone, he said. Rather, SPOC is showing that organized crime can be brought before responsibility, that today there cannot be high public officials immune from justice, that the law works, and that young people can strongly hope for a state of law. More than anyone, we owe it to future generations, and we hope that our efforts today serve to provide them with a society where accountability, integrity, honesty are the foundation of Albanian institutions. This approach, based on enduring qualities that are universal, is also the right foundation for ending the global flow of narcotics like cocaine. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcast. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how seeing ourselves and others the way God made us brings freedom and healing. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Noel Flatt and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.